It's Alana Blanchard. You're listening to the Monday Mass with me and Chris Cote, but I'm not here, so it's just Chris.
Oh my gosh, thank you, Alana. Oh, more?
Hey, it's Alana Blanchard, and you are watching Monday Mass with me and Chris Cote, but I'm actually not here, so you're just going to listen to the amazing Chris Cote. Take it away.
You are watching the Monday Mass with Chris Cote. Watching. What the...
She's right, folks. I'm amazing. This is Chris Cote, and yes, this is the Monday Mass, and we're talking about the action sports stuff that happened last week, this week, today. This is Monday, April 3rd, 2017. I just got back from Cabo, so it's probably going to be a short show because I don't fully know what's going on in the world of action sports because I've been on a boat with Alana Blanchard and friends. It was great. We were down there filming How to Do Los Cabos 2017. Alana Blanchard, Layla Hirst, Camille Brady. It was an awesome trip. And that web series is going to be coming out soon. So I'll be talking more about that later. All I can say for now, it was a great trip. These girls are wonderful. They're beautiful. They shred. And what can I say? I'm a lucky, lucky man to be able to work with such great people at such a wonderful location. Cabo. The Los Cabos Open of Surf is coming up in June. And I'm heavily involved. I've got my hands in deep in the Los Cabos Open of Surf. So more on that to come later on in many, many podcasts to follow. Let's talk about stuff that happened now, okay? Other than the fact I'm super tan. Tori Holistics is one of our sponsors, and we love Tori Holistics. Licensed, legal, permitted medical marijuana collective right here in North County. They've got cannabis consultants on hand, edibles, all that stuff, all the stuff you want, concentrates. I go there for the CBDs, the CBD oils, the CBD gummies. I'm all about it, and I'm feeling good. Like I said, I'm super tan. Just been in Cabo. Did I mention that? I was just in Cabo with Alana Blanchard and friends. Sorry. Yeah, toriholistics.com. T-O-R-R-E-Y. Holistics.com. This is the Monday Mass. We are on the podcast network. Let's get into some news. Let's start again with snow news. All right, snow news. Last week, I had reported about Mark McMorris putting out an insane part, a Red Bull part online. It was a sick part. Literally minutes after I dropped the Monday Mass podcast last week, report came in, Mark McMorris injured in a heavy backcountry accident outside of Whistler, Canada. And this was on March 25th. This was the day of, if not before or after, last week's Monday Mass podcast. And Mark is so gnarly, and the injuries that he, you know, fractured jaw, broken arm, ruptured spleen, broken ribs, collapsed his lung, pelvis fracture. Dude was airlifted from the scene way in the backcountry of Whistler, Canada. Near death. Thank God for, you know, the people around Mark, his emergency team. He is already on his way to recovery. And only Mark McMorris, who is basically a shattered human right now, only Mark McMorris can say, all good, I'm coming back. I'm coming back for the 2018 Olympics. This dude is the Terminator. Because I believe he's going to come back. I believe in you, Mark McMorris. Team Canada is already saying, hey, the spot's there for him. He's on the Olympic team. And if you know Mark Morris, if you know anything about him, you know he is resilient. He is made of steel. He is a bad ass. I'll tell you that. Mark McMorris will be back. We're going to be cheering for him in the 2018 Olympics. It doesn't matter what country you're from when you watch the Olympics. It's the stories All right, I'm not waving the American flag. I'm watching the stories. I love comeback stories. And I can't wait to watch Mark McMorris come back from this horrible, horrible injury. Injuries, multiple injuries, to, you know, hopefully win gold. I'm on Team McMorris. I'm with you, Mark. Get well soon. We'll be following that story. In much happier snowboard news, you know, there's tons of snow coming. More snow than you can shake a stick at. Get your powder boards out. Storms are blowing. In the meantime, go onto the internet and watch some of the clips and fun contests that have just happened. The DC Hit and Run went down in Mirabel, France last weekend at a place called DC Area 43. Yeah, it was a snowboard contest with two brides and guys doing big airs and all that kind of stuff. It's a video. You have to go watch it. A guy named Mons Hoysland won. I love snowboard names. They're so hard to say when you look at it and you see them on paper. I watched the video. That's how I know how to say Mons Hoysland. He won Men's Pro and Best Trick. Switch back 1260. Do the math. Switch back 1260. That's a lot of twists and turns and switch stance nonetheless. Not fakey switch. Another video that I watched that got me pumped to get on a snowboard and slash was Danny Davis and friends at Baldface. I believe that was on Snowboarder, maybe? It was on one of the three snow sites that I go to. I only go to three. Snowboarder, Transworld Snowboarding, of course, my favorite, and Yo Beat. It was on one of those. Anyway, Danny Davis and friends shredding Baldface. There was so much snow that they were riding on top of the cabins. And it was awesome. I'm a huge fan of Danny Davis. Another, this is good. Another video that I just watched, and I know one guy out of six guys in this video. That's Arrow Atala. I know Arrow. He lives here in Cardiff by the sea, California. Ruka Cream, R-U-K-A. And again, more of these names of snowboarders that are super hard to say when you look at, but they all rip. Tony Kirkala. The umlauts over the A, yep. Auntie Jusilla? Jusilla? Damn it. Rennie? Come on. R-I-N-N-E-K-A-N-G-A-S. Rinnekangas. Ha ha! Ruka Cream. Watch this video. Tons of guys with cool names. They're totally... Tommy Olikainen. Yep. He was in there. Hey, storms are coming. Those guys were in Finland ripping it, but now let's get back to America. There's a storm coming, folks. Put on your boots. Lace up your Sorel snowboarding boots, folks, because more snow's coming. Most likely going to start Tuesday, depending on when you're listening to this. This week it's going to start. The Rockies, the Midwest, the Northwest, it's all going to get snowed in. Heads up. Snow's coming, folks. Get ready for it. Spring break. Now, this brings me back to the old days, the 80s, where, you know, this is when skiing and snowboarding was fun. Girls are snowboarding topless down mountains, going across those lakes. Guys are doing daffies and knack-knacks, but no shirts on and mustaches, and not like new mustaches, real mustaches from 1984. Let's see some of that spring break topless snowboarding and surfing. I'm about that. Let's watch Meatballs and let's emulate the great snow films of the past. Come on, people. Let's ride in snowboard boots and surf trunks. Let's do this right. It's spring break. We're getting tons of snow. Can't wait to talk about that next week. All the snow that's coming. You guys all did stuff on it. It's going to be great. Snow news. Hey. All right, let's get into some skateboarding news. Skateboarding is brought to you. Well, the whole thing also is brought to you by Masterplan PR. Masterplan PR, our friends over there, are going to help make the Monday Mass the biggest action sports podcast in the world. That's right. Masterplan Communications, MPC, at Masterplan PR on Instagram. Go to masterplanpr.com. If you have a business, a company, anything, an invention, and you need to spread the word about it, go to Masterplan PR. I did. And just wait. This podcast is going to be huge. Skate news. The Battle of the Barracks has started. If you don't know what Battle at the Barracks is, it's a game of skate of epic proportions. We're talking about this year, the theme being the best of the best. I just watched my first battle. It was Tom Asta versus Yunus Amrani. And I'll tell you what, a little slow. It was cool. These guys are the best of the best. And I know how people are just feeling it out. We got some big games coming up. Am I spoiling this for you if you haven't watched? If you haven't watched it, the Battle of the Barracks, first one, hit mute for the next minute. Okay, here we go. Tom Asta won. Tommy Asta is an ice-cold assassin in these games of skate. Took out Yunus Amrani. He got him pretty much back-to-back-to-back with a switch heel, nollie backside 180 heel flip, nollie hard flip, switch tray. Tom Asta for the win. So for those of you young skateboarders out there, those are the tricks you need to start learning and working on if you want to get anywhere in the world of games of skate. You got that? You got that switch heel, nollie backside 180 heel flip? These are hard tricks. Tom Asta is advancing through. Battle at the Barracks. I love that contest. Don't get it twisted. It is fun to watch. Flat ground skateboarding is awesome. But from flat ground, let's go into parks. That's right. Folks, the Monday Mass might be very, very short next week because I'm going to Brazil. I am one of the commentators for the Vans Park Series. And myself, Neil Hendricks, Chris Pastris, we're all going to Serra Negra, Brazil, just outside of Sao Paulo. The Vans Park Series, stop number 2, will be in Brazil, April 7th and 8th, the Santo Bowl. This is a private skate park. It's going to be interesting. This is out in the country, Serra Negra, Brazil. So it's kind of like a vacation spot outside of Sao Paulo, up in the jungle, surrounded by nature. Park looks really, really good. More bowly, if you will, than some of the other parks we're going to go to. But that just means fools are going to be flying. Watch for all your favorites, including Raven Tershey, who, along with Slash, was bombing hills over the weekend in LA, going 41 miles an hour. It's all over Instagram. Every skateboarder has reposted this footage of Raven Tershey flying, and he's doing it on a board with roller skates for trucks. That's right. You heard it, folks. Roller skates for trucks. Come on. Check out Peter Hewitt's Instagram. He's probably got one of the sickest angles. That's right. It's at Goonsack, if you don't know it. Anyway, the California hot boy, Raven Tershey, bombing hill going 41 miles per hour on a heated wheel polarizer. A little board. It's about 4.5 inches wide with Sure Grip roller skate trucks. Come on now. Wow. Raven Tershey is tapped. Raven Tershey will be competing at Vans Park Series, stop number 2, Sao Paulo, et cetera, negra, Brazil, coming up April 7th and 8th. There's an app. And I'm going to put it on my Instagram, at Chris Cote. You can get the app. You can watch the whole contest right on your phone. Skate news, folks. Like I said, brought to you by Masterplan PR. Moving on to surf news. Oh, my girl. Anastasia Ashley, she is a friend of mine. She is an awesome person. Obviously, she's super hot. She rips. She charges big waves. She's brave, too. A while back, she told me she was going on to the show naked and afraid, and I was afraid. I mean, if I looked like Anastasia Ashley, I wouldn't be afraid to be naked, but I would be afraid of where I was going to be naked. She was going to be in the jungle, I believe in Belize. Anyway, she was in the jungle, and before the show aired, she texted me and said she had to tap out early, and I'll see why soon. Well, I see why now. Anastasia Ashley, six or seven days into her naked and afraid experience, a sand flea attack from hell. Oh, my God. I don't even want to see one sand flea, especially if I'm naked. Anastasia Ashley's naked in the jungle, gets attacked over 1,000 sand flea bites on her body. Sand fleas are no joke, folks. This is a little girl here getting attacked by sand fleas, but naked in the jungle, afraid. So she called it quits, and I salute her. I'd have called it quits from 5 sand flea bites. This girl endured it. 1,000. The photos are shocking. She's all over TMZ. Anastasia Ashley is one of the most famous surfers in the world. And when she's naked, people watch. When she gets hit by 1,000 sand fleas, people gasp. I gasped. But she's okay, folks. She's just been on another surf trip, back in her element. She said it herself. She's not a jungle girl. She is a beach girl. Stay on the beach, girl. Anastasia Ashley, I got to give it up to you anyway for even signing up for Naked and Afraid. That is terrifying, but not as terrifying as this. The E-foil, the jet foiler, death machine or dream machine. That's right, I'm talking about a motorized foil sup thing that is honestly looks really fun. So I found myself looking at some multiple strange sites because, like I said, it's been slightly a slow news week in action sports. So I went deep into the wormhole. I found myself on kitesurfingmag.com, Foil magazine, a French magazine about foils, about foiling. I've never foiled. It looks super fun. So foiling, the thing goes in the water, your board rises up like magic. Well, they're super dangerous, apparently. I've never done it, but people are getting their heads, their wigs split. Boom! Like an axe to the forehead. But there's something new in the water. Cue the Jaws music now. E-foil. This is an electric motorized foil board. Look it up. It looks super fun. Unless you're swimming or surfing in the water when there's one of these things out there. Because it's like a death machine coming at you. Please use wisely, e-foilers. And please let me try one. I want to try a regular foil. I'm not hating at all. I want to try one of these things. Am I going to try it on a crowded day? No. Out by myself somewhere weird? Of course. And I also was looking up, you know, maybe I would just buy a little foil thing and stick it on my whatever. Stick it on my gun, my step-up gun. $1,300 for the entry-level foil. So I'm not buying one. Maybe I'll rent one on my next vacation. April Fool's Day was the other day. I took a slight break from April Fool's. Usually I go off. I go all out. I've been getting people for so long now that I can't even call my friends and family on April 1st. I can't call anybody. The second I start dialing, they're already going, don't even try it. So I had to take a little break. I'm coming back full force last year. Surfline actually pulled a good one. They got me because I looked at it yesterday, which was April 2nd. Bobby Martinez to coach the Olympic surf team. Good one, Surfline. You got me for a second. And then I read it and yeah. So it was good anyway. Hey, Margaret River. Oh, I wish that would have ended yesterday because I could have talked about it today. But we're still in the quarterfinals for men's, semifinals for women's. The big stories at Margaret River. There's one river. The big story there, well, the waves were huge. So it was fun to watch. It kind of got a little repetitive in a big way. It was kind of, you know, whatever. But the upsets were the massive story here. Gabriel Medina going down to wild card. Jacob Wilcox. Kanoa Igarashi beat McFanning. We all know John John's going to win, so we'll get to the quarters later. One thing that was interesting, so back to me in Cabo with Alana Blanchard. That's right. Did I mention that? I was just in Cabo with Alana Blanchard. So this trip to Cabo is for the tourism board. We're trying to get, you know, these girls out and about doing fun things, surfing, getting on boats, riding bikes, doing touristy stuff. And at one point, Alana Blanchard's boyfriend, Jack Freestone, was going up against Kelly Slater. I needed Alana to be in a good mood to finish out this video. So I found and I let the girls go back to their room to watch the heat with Jack Freestone and Kelly Slater. So for the first time in my life, I found myself, I mean, I've rooted against Kelly before for different reasons, but for the first time in my life, I love Jack Freestone, by the way. I was rooting for Jack Freestone to win this heat selfishly because I wanted Alana Blanchard to be in a good mood so she would perform for our filming. That's the first time I've ever rooted for a guy so a girl would be in a good mood. Thank you, Jack Freestone, for winning the heat against Kelly Slater. A huge upset in itself, but not upsetting to me because Alana then was in a great mood. She was happy for her boyfriend, Jack Freestone. So she finished the video strong on a bike ride. It was great. Thank you, Jack Freestone. You made my job easier down in Cabo. Again, more on my trip to Cabo for the next 5 years. The Drug Aware Margaret River Pro Women's semifinal matchups are thus this. Sage Erickson versus Tyler Wright. Ooh. I mean, you got to go with the underdog there, Sage Erickson, although Tyler's that good. Stephanie Gilmore versus Sally Fitzgibbons. Could this be the return of Sally Fitzgibbons? Could she be in title contention again? Stephanie Gilmore is really good. We'll see what happens. I'm going to say my sentimental favorite would be Sage Erickson. My brain is telling me that Steph Gilmore most likely will win the Drug Aware Margaret River Pro. And again, this could happen today. So you could be listening to this tomorrow going, what the hell is he talking about? It's over. On the men's side of things, we got Owen Wright versus Jack Freestone. The quarterfinals, quarterfinal action. John John versus Michelle Borez. Adriano versus Felipe Toledo. Kolohe Andino versus Jordy Smith. These are all really good heats, folks. The Drug Aware Margaret River Pro could wrap up today or tomorrow. Or next week. I don't know how long they have in the waiting period. I think the waiting periods are too long, personally. That's just my opinion. There was another contest. The Jax Pro. It's a QS 1500. It happened in Huntington Beach. Hizunumi Botero and Arashi Kato. First and second. Exciting. The Billabong XXL Wipeouts of the Year are here, folks. Rejoice. People eating it hard. There's some pretty insane wipeouts. I don't think this group of wipeouts is as good as the wipeouts from last year with Porcella getting whipped into the lip at Jaws and all those, but there's some good ones. Willem Banks at Mavericks, Danny Griffiths at Shipsterns. Oh my God. Danny Griffiths at Shipsterns. Fool's trying to pull out on a wave that's 20 feet on the face, but it's just a wall of death. He's trying to pull out on his backhand, and it does not go well. Google it. What did I saw it on surfline.com. Got to give it up for Nathan Florence, too. Full-on bungee jumping from the top of the world into the pits of hell at Mavericks. Go watch the Billboard XXL Wipeouts of the Year. I think it's between Willem Banks and Danny Griffiths. Those are my picks now. Did you see the weed map stuff on stabmag.com? It's cool. Good photos. Weed maps. Doing big stuff in surfing. We'll see what they do next. Pat Kadauskas in Fever Island. Go watch this film. Video. It's the best web video I've seen in a long time. Very excited about that. Surf News has been brought to you by South Coast Surf Shop. Shop local. Support your local surf shop. since 1974 with five shops between PB and OB. Talking about South Coast Surf Shops. Southcoast.com. Do you need a wetsuit? It's still pretty cold out there. Go to South Coast's closeout shop. Usually closeouts in surfing are considered not a good thing. But when it comes to closeouts and shopping for surf stuff, it's a good thing. 50% off all wetsuits from the past seasons at South Coast Surf Shop's closeout shop. Go to southcoast.com. Now, every week before the Monday Mass gets recorded live on Monday mornings, we ask the world of Twitter, do you have any questions for the Monday Mass? Well, Surfing Life magazine has a question. Surfing Life replying to us at the Chris Cote Show, which is the official Twitter for Monday Mass. I know, doesn't make sense. But anyway, Surfing Life magazine wants to know, Monday Mass, Chris, have you ever seen a naked man before? Has a dog ever humped your leg? Well, yes, I see a naked man every morning, especially naked while recording the Monday Mass. That's right. Picture that, Surfing Life magazine. I'm holding a microphone naked to the world. There is no dog humping my leg. If I'm going to have a dog humping my leg, I'm going to have at least trunks on. Because nudity and dog leg humping do not mix. Thank you for your question at Surfing Life magazine. Hit us up at Chris Cote Show. That's where I'll answer questions. Or hit us up on my Instagram at Chris Cote. Thank you to you, media, for putting this up, for putting up the Monday Mass. Subscribe on iTunes. That's right. This is a real thing. Thank you to all of our sponsors, South Coast Surf Shop, Master Plan PR, Tory Holistics. You've been listening to the Monday Mass, and it doesn't matter what day it is. Every day is Monday on the Monday Mass in a good way. I know that sounds like something bad, but it's good. Mondays are great. Because if you didn't have Mondays, you wouldn't have the Monday Mass. Talk to you next week. We could be coming at you from Brazil. Stay tuned. Subscribe. Bye. On the left hand side, it a go bun. Give me the-